Clown Funeral presents Left Luggage, Episode 1, A Frog Called Alan. Ladies and gentlemen, and those who identify as both, either, or none of the above, what you are about to hear is not something which humanity has any right to be proud of. In fact, no one involved wanted you to see it at all. But here we are, nonetheless, watching Gladys cross the road.
Oi! Get back here, you! Hooligan!
Gladys Philpotts was not a young lady, nor did she like young ladies, or anyone else for that matter. She was a stout 66-year-old who was remarkable only for her inability to wear any colour other than a sickly brown and the perpetual downward tilt of her lips. She lived at this time in a semi-detached bungalow with flowered curtains she hated and a drainpipe clogged with leaves, for which she blamed the neighbours.
Damn trees!
They had several large beeches in their garden, whereas she'd chopped hers down upon moving in. They also had children who liked to climb said trees in order to spy on her and discuss her through their silly little walkie-talkies. Or they'd throw stuff into the garden and shout to her as she pottered about her dry lawn.
Miss P, is that your cat you're wearing as a hat, or is it just really ugly?
Go away, and take your ruddy football with you.
In the bungalow, aside for our heroine, lived two aged cats who didn't have names, and a small frog who was recently a collection of tadpoles, and much to Gladys's disgust, looked rather pleased with himself nowadays. On this particular day, Gladys returned from the local corner shop.
Binky's Domain of Delectable Delights.
Awful place.
And after letting herself into her house, entered the living room and remarked to one of the cats...
Off the table.
And then turned to the frog.
What are you smiling about?
It wasn't that Gladys was a horrible woman, or even a miserable one. It was simply that she had a definite dislike of any expression of joy, no matter who it came from. This morning, however, she was not amused to discover a change.
What was that?
Putting down a single-use carrier bag...
You really should remember that reusable one.
Containing a tinned shepherd's pie, a jar of pickled eggs, and a crushed cheese sandwich.
And look at what you've got. Nothing fresh, darling. The farm shop just delivered a selection of ready meals, all home-cooked. Can I interest you in one of those instead? Well, if you will be like that.
Gladys bent down and examined the frog. She'd named him Alan, after her late father.
What did you just do? Are you laughing at me? Are you laughing?
Gladys stumbled backwards, tripping over the carrier bag and landing on her bottom and the cheese sandwich.
Look what you made me do. My lunch.
Gladys struggled up and nearly fell again when her foot made contact with the canned pie.
I won't be mocked in my own home.
She rolled up the sleeves on her blouse and thrust a hand into the frog tank, expecting the frog to have waited to be obligingly caught. Her hand closed around a branch, the only decoration other than his swimming pool, and pulled it out.
Oh, very funny. Well, you're not getting this back. How do you like that, Alan? You're happy about it then, are you? If your home means so little to you.
And with that, Gladys took up the whole tank and inexpertly toppled it to the ground. Glass erupted around her ankles as the bathing pool spread out over the carpet.
Shit.
Gladys's ankles had been cut by the destroyed tank and blood began to emerge from underneath her thick socks. The frog was not in the wreckage.
Where have you gone, you blasted creature?
Gladys looked up. The frog, Alan, was perched on her coffee table on top of a copy of Homeowner Weekly. Gladys did not apologise for the destruction she'd caused. Instead, she picked up the jar of pickled eggs from the floor and dived towards the amphibian.
I'll get you!
And she did. Once her breathing had settled and her heart stopped its pounding, she stood over the unfortunate Alan and looked down at his still and flaccid corpse, stretched out over the gaudy colours of the magazine.
Who's laughing now, then? What?
She bent down and touched the frog's head.
What?
Gladys turned around and saw one of her neighbour's children's walkie-talkies placed just behind where the tank had, until recently, sat. Gladys stiffened, walked over to the walkie-talkie, pressed in the button on the side, breathed, and whispered.
Hello, Alan.
You've been listening to Left Luggage by Clown Funeral. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us or leave a review on your podcast app of choice. Don't forget to tune in next week for our next short play, Candy Floss.